Rice is a staple food in Laos, and everyone here enjoys eating it. But while it is a great source of energy, rice does not contain all of the nutrients for adequate nutrition. Statistics show that in Laos, 31% of children under 5 are underweight, and 48% are stunted. Mothers are not even aware that there is a problem, says Singh Sanyalad, the deputy head of Tongwei Health Center.
Parents don't know about nutrition, and when the children get sick, they don't know why. That's why it's important to screen every child in rural villages for malnutrition.
To combat this problem of malnutrition, a program called the Maternal and Young Child Nutrition Security Initiative was created through a partnership between the United Nations Children's Fund, UNICEF, the European Union, and the government of Laos. Uma Palanyapan, UNICEF's nutrition specialist in Laos, says the period from pregnancy to 2 years of life is critical.
The objective of this program is to reduce undernutrition, especially to reduce stunting in children under 5, and also to reduce anemia in children and women of reproductive age. The period from pregnancy to 2 years of life is really important, and that is a critical period. We call it the 1,000 days period. So this is where good nutrition is important. Otherwise, if it is not provided, then this would affect the child's growth and development later on.
UNICEF and partners uses different approaches to raise awareness, and outreach is a major part of this program. 200 health workers go to distant villages to work closely with community volunteers as they screen, identify, and treat severely malnourished children under 5. Singh and his team are among them.
Today, the team have come to Ban Tong Yao, which is part of the catchment area of the Tongwei Health Center. We found 9 children suffering from moderate acute malnutrition and 2 from severe acute malnutrition.
11-month-old Moord was brought to the health center by his aunt Ia, who now cares for him, as his mother is a migrant worker on a distant coffee plantation. Moord's story is typical of many children under 5 in Laos. After being breastfed as an infant, he was moved on to rice, and that is all he eats now.
The doctor told me that he's malnourished and that he needs to be treated and checked again in 2 weeks' time. He told me that if he continues to be malnourished, it will affect his health.
Ia was given ready-to-use therapeutic food, as well as micronutrient powder that can be added to rice. But while this temporary solution is available, educating mothers of the problems that go along with malnutrition is necessary. Members of the Laos Women's Union have been trained by UNICEF partner Health Poverty Action to teach pregnant women and mothers about the importance of proper nutrition and hygiene. Von is the head of the Navien Hong Village branch of the Laos Women's Union.
Many women and children suffer from malnutrition, even though there was lots of food in the village, because mothers didn't know how to best feed themselves and their children. I went to the district headquarters for training, and now I give the women here health education. I teach them about nutrition and hygiene practices. Since I started this, I've noticed that there is less sickness in the village, and that children are much healthier and better nourished.
As for Moord, Ia now knows that he needs to have a balanced diet.
From now on, in addition to the paste, I will add meat, eggs, fruit and vegetables to his food to make it rich and to make him healthy.
UNICEF, the EU and the government of Laos hope that this growing awareness of nutrition will change eating and feeding habits throughout the country and eventually end malnutrition. Beng Poblete Enriquez, United Nations.